Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Queen Bench.
And welcome to the show.
Yeah, I am forever in awe. Even if Sandra goes or Rob go or Parvati, either if any of them go home next week, the fact that they have still made it this far into the game, aka 4 weeks. Or five vote outs, whatever it is. How many? Yeah, five
votes. Yeah.
Even if they make it this far, like, I am stunned because they all should have gone first. Also, maybe I should stop betting on Rob because.
No, well, keep it going because it's working for him.
Especially Sandra. She's such a huge threat and she doesn't do the challenges. What do we have her for? She's a threat to win the game and she doesn't do any of the challenges.
Because I think. When you're in a season with all winners, like there's no, everyone's a threat, and everyone knows how to play the game on some level.
Well, there's more people. I think there's bigger threats than other ones, though. I mean, there's sure. Players that are like in any sport, anything in life. There's always someone better.
So you're of the Sandra variety that there are bigger threats versus Tyson, who's thinks that the bigger threats are the ones who are considered the lesser threats.
If you keep the Sandras, the Robs, the Parvatis, the really good players in the game, the longer they're in the game, the more they can hurt you. They can't hurt me if they're out of the game. I can deal with some of these other players on my own, but I can't figure it out.
Well, I have to wonder, just like, remember last week we called that it was going to be a Tyson versus Sandra, even though it was actually Tyson versus Nick, but like, you know, Tyson was in danger and he did go. I'm wondering if the seeds were planted this week, because we saw so much of Sele this week.
Yeah.
More so than DeKal, and we had all these like seeds planted that it was going to be Adam versus Rob, and I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that I'm going to continue to put points on Rob until he goes home because I feel like that is my safest bet.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't see that, like, Denise and Jeremy, people who are so smart, like, going against Adam when there is an Adam versus Rob. Like, they're smart. They know that Rob is not to be trusted. And if he's aligning with Parvati, like, how many red flags do you need for, like, you know, warning, you're being played? So, I don't know. I'm very
I thought
curious.
Rob made a good move because he tried to get Adam in to come with him, and he said no. So he goes, okay, I'll go throw you under the bus.
Oh, I know. That was a great move. That was a great move. But how much of this is, like, you know.
Well, if you watch Adam's season, he was very – he's playing the game.
Yeah.
He's very conniving. So he's very –
and so is Rob. He's like men's match here.
Why wouldn't they think he was doing something?
He already did once, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the beauty of Rob's play here is that he's already done it once, so he doesn't need to like make it up out of nowhere. They already know he did it. So like there's no amount of, you know, good behavior that'll win him back any goodwill. And I think Boston made the right play. It's like, well, you're already on the outs, so you might as well go with us. And Adam didn't want to make that play, so Rob was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to throw you under the bus then. And
right.
That's why, you know, Rob's one of the best of all time and why he is a super threat that for some reason somehow has gone to three tribals.
Totally.
Three tribals. And has not gotten voted out.
Hasn't got a vote.
Got a single vote. And so kudos to him. Was so happy that he finally brought out his puzzle A game. Him and Michelle killed it on the puzzle.
You cried a little bit.
I did. Cause it was
did.
I was really emotional. After the Ethan thing.
Yeah, Jay cried during the Ethan thing.
Like, I cried.
He did. He had, like, tears streaming down his face. He was like
Ethan
me on Super Tuesday. Tears.
Because it was just beautiful. It was really beautiful. And
you mean Ethan almost passing out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well,
Ethan almost passing out.
Persevering and
yeah, talking about how he came back from cancer. Which, if you've ever had, if you or have ever witnessed a close family member or friend fighting cancer, it's hell, and it is something that I also felt the feels. watching Ethan talk about, like, because from by all accounts, Ethan was pretty much like on death's door 10 years ago. And here we are coming back. And, you know, just to tie that into him having to do four more times up and down this crazy hill.
And all them going with him.
And them going with him at the end to support him, which, I mean, you know, when you're sick, it's about your personal strength, and more important, when your personal, you know, when sometimes something gets the better of you that you don't have any control over, it's about the support that you have. And seeing that, like, metaphor play out in real life was very emotional, and I got a little bit emotional, but, you know, Jay got all the emotional.
Did Natalie get another extra token for finishing first?
I think so.
And yeah, so I thought that was just, it was just a really cool, you know, the first time they did Edge of Extinction, they didn't really spend too much time there, but I think, you know, with the players that we have on Edge of Extinction this season, like, they've spent a good amount of time there, and there's been good stories there. And this one was really moving.
It was very moving.
And
I mean,
so Rob,
and one of the tougher challenges they've ever had, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Well, when Ethan was like, I got this, I was like, pace yourself.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever done, like, stair work or whatever, it is. And that's probably the most extreme version of it. Like,
yeah.
20 times. Like, oh, my God.
I do like when Tyson got to Edge of the Scene. Man, you guys have a lot of firewood.
But how crazy was it that, ooh, what was that? I'm sorry. I just kicked something under the desk. How crazy was it that they could see Edge of Extinction from the
Call
camp? I was like, oh my God, that is literally like staring death in the face. Like, oh my God.
Yep. And I was emotional from that. And then, like, them coming back, it was such a come from behind win.
I was so frustrated. I go, you sent the three shortest people. To jump up and get, I go, oh, that wasn't well planned out. I said, God, they're so far ahead. But then you could tell they were struggling with the puzzle.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then once they got there and Rob and Michelle just kind of boom, 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 the pressure got on them and they choked it.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And then the other moment, you know, highlighting Rob's game, and then we'll move on, is his little moment with Michelle. And I think that kind of shows how he's able to kind of make these moves, because he has like really genuine kind of moments of connection where, you know, Michelle #WinnersEdit, you know, was talking about how there was a lot of fallout from her winning because a lot of people didn't think she deserved
it. They thought
it
was controversial, aka you two, not me.
Let
me clear my side up. I didn't pick her to win. I didn't think she wouldn't have been my choice, but she won. Like Rob said, she won. She got the $1 million. I wouldn't give it back.
Okay, so can I talk for a second?
Please, as the Michelle Stan.
Well, as the Michelle Stan, honestly, I said to Jay tonight, we are getting so much of Rob that his storyline has to flame out at some point. I think that we got that scene because Michelle goes to the final three. I truly do. I think that we're seeing WinnersEdit all over again. I don't think she's going to win. I don't think she's going to win. But I think that we are getting all these glimpses of Michelle again because she is in it for the long run. And it is her, not WinnersEdit redemption, but it's her redemption edit that she is redeeming herself to be worthy of the final three, that she might even get some votes at the end.
She's worthy of the GOAT?
No, I don't think she's worthy of the GOAT. I think she's going to be worthy of finishing second for the whole season. I don't
really
know if she's, I don't know if she's getting, because I'm still, you know, thinking Denise is going all the way. But we see so much from Rob, and I can't see Rob lasting that long, but I can see the storylines forming within the edit. And I actually haven't been on the Edgic threads at all this season, which probably should be. So if I sound like an idiot and you follow that, I'm sorry, guys. I'll do better and I'll do some research for next week. But just, it struck me tonight watching that scene where we had that moment. And in that moment, it was Rob validating Michelle. So we had really, that was Michelle's moment where Rob was telling, no, if you won, you won. And she had that moment of like being more human being. So I can see her getting to the end and making her case that she was controversial, but she made it to the end a second time and getting a couple of votes, maybe from Jeremy, maybe from, I don't know, whoever else that she aligns with throughout the game. But I'm calling it now. I think that Michelle finishes second this season. And I think that the scene that we had with Rob is our big indicator.
Well, I feel like I need to mark this on the tally.
Mark it. Mark page. It, baby. Mark it, baby.
I will give you 1 point.
All right. I'll take it.
Well, what does she lose, though, if she's wrong?
It's just, she's making a bold claim weeks out.
I'm saying she finishes second. I'm not specific.
Not to be Johnny Downer. But if I start making bold claims every week, I just get 3 points.
No, a point.
If I
yes, make some bold claims.
But it's based on something she saw. She's giving a good explanation. And it's my last season on the podcast, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. Colleen, if it happens, if she's two.
Is it really your last season? It's not your last season.
I think there should. I'm sorry, I meant file. There should be some kind of punishment to if you don't.
It's my stupid game. I'm saying if she's right.
Well, you don't give an ass. Stupid game. You should get a point for just admitting that.
Look, I went all out there and said that Tony was going to win, okay?
He might.
We finally saw Tony. Like, if Tony didn't get a strategy, like confessional this week, or where he was talking about, like, you know, actual gameplay, I would have been worried for Tony. But I like that we at least got something that they were reminding us. Oh yeah, Tony is still playing this game. So I don't know. I just got to say, I truly think that Michelle is going to finish second this season.
All right. So,
and
Michelle,
if she finishes third, I don't get the point.
You do not. Only if she's second place, that means the second most votes, not any other reason, 1 point. I mean, it's only 1% has a point this season so far anyway, so it's not like our picks are going anywhere. All right.
I love this season so far.
It's been a really good season.
All 4 episodes. But you know something? Remember up until the merge last season, we were like, we love this season. This is a great season.
Yeah,
it can
go south fast.
It sure can.
Well, we don't want to go into why, but one person screwed it up.
And it's also the reason why we didn't get Richard Hatch.
Yeah, so he screwed up a lot of things.
I did hear
Jeff say on something, he said they were never going to allow anybody to walk around naked again.
Okay. So just tell Richard Hatch that.
Yeah, keep your pants on.
That's what they said. They said no longer allow someone to walk around naked.
Okay. Times changed. Changed with him. It was 20 years ago.
That's what he said. He goes, times have changed and we can't.
Remember when Max walked around naked?
Max and the follower.
Shireen's first season.
Oh yeah, yeah. That guy with the beard.
Yeah, the two diehard fans were terrible players.
I feel like that's how Jack would play.
Naked.
No, not naked. Terribly.
He was naked on the Zamboni.
He was naked on the Zamboni. That's true. Maybe that's why they let you in, Jack. They're like, sorry, no more naked people.
No, nowadays they wouldn't. Back then they'd be like, yeah, you know, up until 2019 they'd be like, cool.
That was more than cool.
What season was that? Oh my god, why can't I remember? Oh my god, there's a whole bunch of Shireen's first Survivor season. I'm gonna just Google. Oh, it was gosh, this is driving me crazy.
If you get it right, I'll give you a point.
No, I mean I just Googled it, so don't give me any Worlds Apart. That's right. So, man. Okay, I didn't remember that. She was on the White Collar Tribe, though. And that was the episode, that was the season that Mike Holloway won, which I did know without having to look it up. Okay, back to Winners at War, which I am loving. And I also, I guess I saw the Tyson boot coming, but I didn't see the Tyson boot coming because...
Well, I thought he made a good case for why he should stay. Like, I feel like they had the right angle.
Right, like Meat Shield.
But unfortunately, he's Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... It was, yeah. So, Tony was right that, like, it was Meat Shield, but... And Sandra had the beef. So, you know, my question is, well, who is right here? Like, was Sandra right for wanting the revenge, or were there more factors that we didn't see? Don't forget, Tyson has more allies on the other tribe. So true. When there's a swap, like he's allies with Rob. I know that I said that he'd probably vote Rob off, and he might, but he's friendly with Rob. He's friendly with Parvati.
Yeah.
And he's got friends within the Survivor community in general. So he might be somebody that is dangerous of being protected. And he's a huge individual immunity threat. Even though the season that he won, he hurt his hand and didn't win many individual immunities, that he kind of was able to
kind of worked in his favor that he was hurt.
Yeah, it fly under the radar, but like, who knows if that would still be his game.
Well, the two names that were brought up, that was Tyson was the correct choice.
You think so?
I think so.
I think you go with Nick if you're worried about sneaky.
That's a strong alliance. That's a strong alliance, though, the four of them. Yul, Nick, Sophie, and Wendell. It's a strong alliance. No way.
It is a strong alliance, but I think Tyson is the stronger player.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
And Nick is still has learned his lesson. He still does nothing around camp. Remember, in his first season, he almost got voted out.
He almost got voted out the first week.
Because he was so lazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's really lazy. I mean, you know what they say about Southern people. Mm-hmm. Really lazy.
Can we talk about how Jeremy? Well, it's because of the heat, Jay. Can we talk about Jeremy?
I will readily admit when I moved here and I was like, they're so slow. And then the summer hit. I was like, oh, I get it. You have to like move slower or you'll die.
Well, can we talk about how Jeremy?
But they work the same way in the air conditioning.
Well, I know, but I think it's just a different way of doing things, different way of life. All right.
Okay, so Jeremy, can we talk about how Jeremy like rightly calls out like Adam, you know, doing his best because he's like scared?
Oh yeah, I mean it's pretty clear. Yeah.
My first name puppy. Was Brown Nose Adam because
yeah, he's a wounded puppy.
And I think that's almost the worst thing you can do is overcompensate and say, I mean, you could start doing a little more things around camp, but when you're that guy that's not doing anything, all of a sudden you're doing everything.
Yeah.
Come on. I guess it's about just knowing your audience. Like some people, like I guess Jeremy and whoever else are okay with that and they're here for it. But other people, like, can you imagine Adam doing everything and like, you know, Sandra watching?
Oh, I know.
She'd
Sandra
be like, nice try. No,
you're a phony. Get him out of here. Yeah.
I don't play that. He's out.
Right, like so
from her bench.
Exactly. Which the bench thing was awesome. I love that. You know, Parvati and Sandra obviously have 15 years worth of relationship where they're like able to. She's like, oh, the Sandra bench, and then Jeff is Sandra's like, hell yeah, that's my bench, and then Sandra's like, all right, Tony and Sandra go sit on the Sandra sits out bench. Like, I love that.
But do they have a lot? Oh, I guess they played together because Sandra said she had never met
she sat with the final three with Parvati.
Rob's wife.
Amber.
Amber. She had never met him.
Well, I mean, if Rob did events on his own and you know, Amber, who was busy, I don't know, having four children for the last few years.
Yeah, but I was just shocked when I heard that. I was like, God, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah, I'm genuinely loving this season. I'm loving the.
Well, there's more strategy involved, and sometimes you don't understand why they're making the decisions they do today. Like I said, I understood today made sense. Last week to me didn't make sense, but today made perfect sense.
Yeah. I think that we can probably eliminate Danny as being someone that's coming back from Edge of Extinction as. There was literally 0.0% of Danny today in the Edge of Extinction scenes. Sorry, Danny fans out there.
Well, she said something about running a marathon or something.
Are there Danny fans?
I think so.
I picked her to win.
Yeah.
Natalie though is she's amazing. It's a shame she's got voted. Hopefully she gets back in soon.
I want to talk about Kim for a second. Speaking of amazing, it is really weird to see Sarah Lucina like barking orders at Kim and Kim to be so passive. That is not Kim and the game that we saw Kim play the first time around.
But I think she kind of got neutered the first.
I know, and I hate that.
They're not letting her play her game, and she chose that. She's trying to survive.
I know, but I still hate it. Like, I love Kim so much, and I want to see. I love Sophie. I think she's a great player. But like Sophie, what we're seeing now, I wish that we could see that kind of game from Kim right now.
Well, a lot of players have had to change their game. You look at Tony. Tony's
right, which is great. That's actually
it's like he's medicated. He's like so calm.
Tony, which was
not his game the first two seasons. I mean, he was two times on. He realized, okay, I got to change.
Was calmer his first season.
No, he wasn't calmer his first season.
Who's the one that said, I watched the game and I thought he was an ass, but he turns out he's a really nice guy. Someone at Tribal said that about Tony. Was it Nick?
Maybe. I thought it was one of the females. Maybe it was Nick.
Either way, but it's just like, you know, because you're talking about the impression they got from, you know, starstruck or this and that.
I want to know who isn't starstruck of who. I like how everybody was like, I'm starstruck of someone, but Sandra was like, nah, I'm not starstruck of any of you guys.
Not with this group.
Yeah, in fairness, like, who?
The queen stays queen.
Well, in fairness, to her,
why would she?
Right. What?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't care. Even I beat Rob and Parvati, so whatever.
Yeah, like there's no. I think Richard Hatch might have been the only one that could have probably. I don't think zero people.
But
I'm just saying in terms of
Sandra.
Like Survivor stars, like
I don't think
really nobody that was pre her that because she's what was she in the season eight seven?
No,
season,
I think
season
it was.
Seven. She won season seven before All Stars.
Yule thought Tony was an ass.
Okay.
Yes.
But she's one of the older like there's nobody that played the game before her on that tribe, right?
Plus she's a two-time tribe.
You're right.
So like I get it. She's Sandra. She's going to be Sandra, but I think just like legitimately like who is there that was big before her? No one.
No, but even people that are big after her, like, she's just like, whatever. I love that she was like, I like revenge, but at the end of the day, I like $2 million more. And
well,
I love...
that's what makes her a smart player.
Exactly. Yeah. And I also love...
But she didn't make that play. She went after revenge, though.
But I don't know about that, because I think that there might have been more factors, because also... She and Tony, as much as they want that meat shield of Tyson, they need to make sure they don't rock the boat.
Yeah.
And if everybody else wants to keep get rid of Tyson, like she can't, they can't go against that because as I love that we had Sandra being like, you know, as long as it's not Sandra, like I'm cool with it. And Tyson's like, yeah, there's nobody in this game that is she said Sandra. Tyson said Sandra is the most solid person in Survivor history in it not being Sandra.
Or just her gameplay. Well, like everyone knows it.
Yeah.
But
everyone knows it, anybody but me.
Her look when the votes were being read, she was absolutely shocked that there was not a vote for when the vote came up for Kim and not Tyson.
She was.
So I think she voted like Jay was saying. She voted, okay, I'm just gonna go with the flow. I think everybody probably voted for Tyson.
Who voted for it? We didn't see it, though.
I think that Nick voted for Kim.
No, Nick voted for Kim because he said, I'm worried that Tyson has an idol.
Yeah.
Because when the vote came up, I'm like going, I even went, what?
Yeah.
And then you can see Sandra go, all right, who voted for Kim?
Yeah, like, who's this idiot?
So again, even if the whole group's telling you Tyson, I guess maybe he was hoping that if Tyson played it, maybe I can see the strategy. Tyson plays an idol. He votes for Kim. All the votes for Tyson get nullified. I see Nick's strategy now. I'm okay with it now because if he had a vote, if Tyson voted for Nick and they eliminated all the votes, then Nick would have been voted out without having a shot.
Yeah. Of all the great like moments we had and one-liners and just, you know, everybody pulling up their signature like strategy and also, as we talked about, going against their signature strategy, I freaking loved the very end of this episode where Tyson puts the fire token in Nick's, you know, basket and he's like, here's a fire token from your hero, Nick. I was like, oh my God, the shade. I love it.
But if I'm Nick, that's okay. I got a token.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that he's thinking that perhaps, you know, Nick might tell somebody and it gets out, but like, I don't know. I just thought the shade was just so beautiful. Like it was.
That's just Tyson being Tyson.
I know, yeah. And that's why we love Tyson, right? Is because we get those moments, whether for good, for better, or for worse. Whether he's, you know, inadvertently voting himself out or winning the game. Like, loved it.
Indeed. All right. Well, that's what we thought about this episode. Now it's time to get into what you all thought about with listener feedback. Before we do that, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Time to get into what you all thought about this episode. Colleen, what do we got?
All right, our first email is from Victoria.
Victoria!
She said, well, that was an easy vote out. I'm proud that this tribe is taking out the big threats. Except for the biggest threats, Boston Rob and Parvati and Sandra. Anyway, wow, I'm still amazed by Natalie. Yeah, can we talk about Natalie for a second? She is beast mode. She's getting back in the game, right?
I think so.
I hope so.
She's so badass.
We have so much of her that like it would be a shame for her story to just go nowhere and it would be like a tragic ending to it. Like she
is awesome. Again, if she gets back in the game and wins it, she's the best player of all time.
Really? But I thought you didn't like when people get back into the game and then win.
But I like Natalie, so it's okay.
Fair enough.
Well, it depends on how long. Again, if they wait till like 3-4 weeks left, I think that's crap. It should be at the merge, you should get back in.
Right, it should be.
I don't know why they wait so long. Get to the merge. At least that way you've had.
And then everybody else gets on the jury.
Yeah, and you're having the risk of being voted out. You know, you come back with two votes, win a couple challenges. I don't know, but if she wins, I think she's just a great player. She's just fantastic.
She is like she. We had that moment of breakdown from her tonight, but that was it. Like she got back up, she helped Ethan up the mountain, and like it was great. Anyway, Victoria says, I'm really rooting for Natalie. Side note, I was listening to the podcast with my volume up when my boss walked by. All she heard was, I love you. And she started cracking up laughing. Did we say that last week?
I don't remember.
I don't think it was me. Maybe it's a different podcast.
It might have been me talking about Sandra. She said that she's going to start listening to the podcast because it sounds hilarious. Woohoo! Tell us what moment that was, though. Another note, who is Sophie? I was thinking that she was on the season with Cochran, but I'm not sure. She annoys me for some reason. I don't know why. Talk to you guys later. Great episode. She was on South Pacific. She beat, Ozzy finished fourth that season. Right. Cochran flipped on his team and went out at the merge, I think. And it was Albert. Was it Albert and Coach and Sophie in the final three that year? And Sophie won. She beat Coach.
I forgot to mention too, on my Twitter page, I put if Poverty, Rob, and Sandra made the final three, who would win? And people picked Poverty.
Poverty,
yeah. I think Rob was second and Sandra was third.
Interesting. It would be a very interesting. I mean, we talked about this.
That would be a fantastic final three.
Well, we talked about this and we have our side bet for the final three because we talked about this in the pre-merge show. And, right? Didn't we have? Yeah. Oh, no, we had a hypothetical Rob, Amber, Sandra final three. I don't think that we would cut down to a Rob Parvati Sandra final three, but if we did,
it would be the best.
Can we all just agree right now that Jeff Probst's wet dream is a Rob Sandra Parvati final three?
Oh my God.
That would be like, he would quit on the spot. Like, when he was done, he would quit. He'd be like, that's it. My whole career just led up to these three cases of golf. It's a ratings bonanza. What?
I mean, it's a ratings bonanza. Not like it used to be in the past where these get like 40 million people watching 50 million.
Right.
But it would be a fun final three.
It would be a fun final three. And I think that the reason that I didn't expect myself to be so invested in Boston Rob this season, just because, you know, whatever. There's so many other people. But I think that the fact that, you know, like you said, it's good TV. It's fun TV. Watching Rob do his thing is fun. Watching Parvati and Sandra do their thing is fun. Like, it's very entertaining. But everybody else is also entertaining. Like, I couldn't hate on any final three right now.
The beauty of the season is that everyone's a winner. Everyone's a good player.
Right.
So there is no duds, you know.
Well, I think
Parvati really hasn't done much. I don't think she's had to, right?
I think that
I think she's laying low. I think she just.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, it is smart.
I mean, she has to. Like, she has to be that snake in the grass, right? Because they're coming after her because they know that she's such a great player.
If she gets into the final, she's going to win.
I would say that the only people that I'm okay with not being in the finals right now would be Sarah and Nick. Like, everybody else, I think I might be disappointed in losing. I'm still hoping Ethan comes back. I haven't gotten over that yet, but yeah.
Well, if he comes back, then Natalie doesn't come back.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, man. Oh.
I hated to be the one to put the damper on it, but.
Oh, I don't know now.
I'm like Yule. I'm doing the math. But we didn't talk about Yule's answer.
Oh, Yule's great. Yule's great.
When he's doing, I'm like going, he's so intelligent. You're looking at him like going, yeah, okay.
He's like, well, I haven't done math lately. Like, he's so great. Yeah.
He's so calm and smart.
Which is good, because we've got a lot of people who are not calm in this season. All right, next email's from Mandy. She says,
Mandy?
Why wasn't Sophie on the puzzle? She killed it the past 2 weeks, more than Rob blowing it. That's a good point, but, I mean, Rob and Michelle, they proved themselves this week. That was an amazing comeback. Jay cried, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ones in the puzzle, was she one jumping up to get the buoys, the keys?
Who? Sophie? Oh, goodness! Now I'm
just wondering if you did that, you couldn't do the puzzle.
I don't know. They talked about this last week. I think somebody asked why Rob is able to do two things. And maybe it was Fishback. Somebody said on Twitter that during their season, it actually varied from challenge to challenge whether somebody could do two parts of a challenge.
Yeah, it does change. I'm just wondering if the reason she didn't do it is because of that reason.
I don't know. Maybe Rob and Michelle just were like, no, we got this time. Like, third time, we're going to get this. I don't know. But it worked out, so cool. Mandy continues, if you want to know who's going next, just pick somebody from my draft team. I'm 4 out of 5 so far. Mandy, we all are. We're all doing really bad at this draft this season.
Still only one tally point on the board so far.
Fire token to Nick. Tyson continues to surprise me. And then she actually she includes a screen cap of the fact that literally her and her daughter's picks, and the only people left from their picks seem to be Denise, Jeremy, Yule, Tony, Ben, Parvati, and Kim. So they're doing great.
You know, we forgot to mention Ben was even giving Adam a lecture on how to play the game.
Yeah. That was kind of fun too, though.
And is Adam that short or is Ben that tall?
I think Adam's just that short.
It might be a bit of both. A bit of both.
Ben doesn't strike me as particularly tall, that's but true. I guess he has to be tall enough to find all those idols that just magically appeared under his bed.
Hashtag truth.
And finally, Mandy finishes with, P.S., in case you were wondering, P.S. In case you were wondering, Michelle dates Wendell for a short time. So, yes. So, in the next week.
Oh, so that's where we get. Okay.
So, yes. And I actually asked around on Twitter before we started recording, and it was a resounding. Michelle has been rumored to date Wendell, and I guess it was never confirmed, but she did. I thought she dated Nick Mariano at one point, so I guess that was a thing of the past. All these things happened around the time Alex was born, so I missed out, but just because I was busy. Anyway, yeah, so I guess, you know, power to Michelle, but we're seeing that from Michelle, which, again, the growth and the challenges that you have to go through while playing this game. And if we don't get like a Michelle versus Wendell, like hashing it out scene, like if there's no point in her admitting that they dated in the actual storyline, then it is going towards her personal story development and she's going to the final three.
Who gets more flack for their win, Ben or Michelle?
Michelle. Because she's a woman.
I don't know. We pretty much rag on Ben every week.
We sure do.
Yeah,
but you guys also rag on Michelle a lot.
Yeah, it's more fun because
we're pretty balanced here. But in the Survivor world, who gets more? Because Michelle, Ben, I know Ben gets a lot of crap out there in the Survivor world.
Yeah, but Michelle, like, she gets a lot of crap about how Aubrey should have won.
Yeah, because I think you look at it, Aubrey was clearly the.
No, here we go. This is where Michelle keeps saying that it was controversial.
But we say the same thing about Ben. If they didn't give him all the idols.
Listen, patriarchy. Boston Rob has spoken. He said, if you won, then you won.
I get it, but we're saying another woman should have won. So how is that sexist?
I don't know.
I get it. I'm with you. I'm with.
Because I can't remember the person that it was the blonde hair lady that should have won with Ben. She did everything right.
And Chrissy. It was Chrissy, Ryan, and Ben.
Chrissy. She actually played the better game.
She did.
Yeah.
They screwed her on that final was when they changed the rules that the final four was a fire making challenge. Yep.
To me, that was the most ridiculous thing. I mean, it's bad enough they gave him all the idols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I like Ben. I don't hate anybody on the show.
But Ben was gifted the win more than Ben.
To him. Michelle just happened, I think, to, you know,
be more likable
than Aubrey, which still didn't make sense, but I wasn't in the game, so I don't
know. Well, because she didn't go to tribal council.
But like Ben,
Aubrey. Aubrey.
They handed him the win.
Right. But to be fair to Ben, he has been like a joy in the character.
He's a great
department.
He's a great guy, but it's like,
I agree.
Chrissy should be here playing in the championship thing and not Ben.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. That is what we had from. I thought that the Wendell Michelle thing would have been a bigger topic of conversation, but
I feel like.
Well, because Cindy, she goes, who'd she date? I go, I don't know.
Because I think, you know, women are more than the people that they date, so I just feel like
if you want to stay there, Colleen, it's fine.
But I think I'm beyond that.
Well, that's why I'm saying if they don't have like any kind of talk or something that furthers both of their character and storyline, that is just Michelle confessing that she is, you know, facing that challenge is just another reason why she's going to final three. So everybody, prepare themselves now. Hashtag final three tribal council edit.
Wendell gets some airtime next week then.
Yeah, he's been low key, which I'm fine.
This week he was low key.
He's been around. All right. Preseason picks, it's time to tally the votes. Will we get some points this week?
I didn't get any points.
Tyson, we all said pre-merge.
Woo!
So we all get a point. And I said Adam, which it could have happened if they went to tribal. Colleen said Rob. Jack said Tyson.
You did.
2 points.
Woo!
More than anyone has gotten this entire season so far. 2 points in one day.
What? I'm on fire.
So,
let's see. So three,
yes,
right?
I know.
Come on, Yule. Do the math.
Jerk face. I'm typing it in. You just get to sit there and
All right, and two math? Plus one.
Be a Michelle stand.
All right. Two plus one.
Here we go.
Bam!
So the current tally points, Jack with three, and Colleen and I with one. Colleen still has Denise, but it's only worth five. Jack still has Rob, only worth five. I still have Wendell. So.
Wendell. Freaking week. Wendell is the town. Wendell is the name.
Wendell. I was in Wendell today.
Wendell. All right. Time to pick who we think's going home. Episode 5.
Also, Jack, that's what she said.
Colleen, do you want me to put Rob down for you? Or?
That's how we get Jay to not retire after this season.
No, I'm out.
You said if Wendell or Jeremy wins, you're staying.
I don't think they're going to win, but sure. Colleen.
It's going to be tough this week.
Who's going home?
I'm still going with Rob. At some point, I have to be right.
All right. Jack.
I'm going to go, because we just don't know. I'm going to go Kim.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't know why. Just throwing it out there.
Okay. I'm going to say Adam.
All right. That's not a bad, those are not bad guesses.
It's a shake-up merge or whatever. So we'll see what happens.
That's what I said. We don't know, so it's hard. It's hard to make that guess.
All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Also send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. If you use Amazon, use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon.
All lowercase letters.
And
you can get the Death Star grinder.
You sure can.
Yeah. Boston. This show is made possible by our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and a new
Greg the Great. I don't know. We're still workshopping it. What did you guys come up with on the Merry Man Ramblecast After Dark?
Matt wants to come up with something with Clone Wars. I said, "Well, peg leg Greg," because it rhymes.
Well, Jay was like, "Greg." I said, "Maybe he's a Lego pirate." It's like, no. We'll figure it out. Greg the Great.
We got time.
Matt's supposed to come up with it, right?
Is he? Is that the rules? I don't know the rules.
I thought that's what I, well, I don't know. I'm not the producer. I don't know.
All right. Well, that'll do it. We'll
Greg off the Great.
Well, they're all nice people. I mean,
yeah.
Did you say Joanne with the Plan?
I did.
He did.
Okay.
I said them all.
All right. All right.
See you all next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.